Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 24th of August. Starting off with a request on Ascent Resources. Here you can see the shares have basically bumping along the bottom for the last 3 months or so. There is a support line there from the beginning of April, running towards the 1.8 pence zone, 50-day moving average, the key feature there, 2.31 pence. Need to see an end of day, end of week close above that, really, to get the stock into recovery mode. If we do get that over the next few days or a week or two, then there could be the start of a rally. Breaking that 50-day line on a sustained basis could take the shares up to a best-case scenario target at the top of the March triangle as high as 7 pence, but obviously we need to get through that 2.3, 2.4 pence resistance to get off the ground. Positive at the moment, I suppose, is the way that the RSI is at 21 and very oversold. No such problems for Alba Mineral Resources. Here you can see that we're in a bull flag either side of the 200-day moving average, which is a decent setup, a sort of classic setup. Also got the near-term moving averages rising there, the 50, 30, and 20. All we're looking for here really is an end-of-day close above the 200-day line today at 0.104. If we can get that or a little bit more, maybe the top of the channel at top of the March channel at 0.16 could be the target over the next 2 to 4 weeks. Stop loss back below 0.09 would hopefully do the trick. New name for the heroes in the near term, which is always nice, is Base Resources. Here you can see that the shares have broken out over the end of last week out of this triangle from January. That was roughly versus the 10.5 pence level, while we're above that, looking for the top of that trend channel from December as high as 21 pence. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe you'd wait for an end-of-day close or even a weekly close back above February resistance at 13 pence, which at the moment we're not quite sure whether we'll get or not. So you can see the RSI there at 99 out of 100, so certainly the shares have no prizes or win no prizes for being on the undercooked side. Next stock is one which has broken out quite nicely over recent days as well. Carclo, the start of the whole excitement here came with the bear trap down to 6p earlier this month. We had a gap through the 50-day moving average, in fact all the near-term moving averages apart from the 200 over the middle of the month, and then we had another gap higher through the 200-day line, which is even more impressive. Two more gaps in consecutive sessions as well. So the message at the moment is that while we're above neckline resistance around the 11 pence level, we should see greater gains over the next few weeks. Initial target maybe by the end of next month up to 21, 22 pence, which is that January resistance line projection. The big target here maybe over a 2 to 3 month time frame, that July resistance line projection from last year up to 11 pence. But everything really depending on whether we can hold 11 or 12 pence over the near term, which hopefully we can. Fast Forward Innovation has its fans on Twitter. They've obviously suffered quite a lot over recent months and perhaps even years. But last month saw a good turn around for the shares, breaking that line of resistance there from December around the 7.5 pence level. And we've had good progress since. Today, we're seeing a bull flag breakout above the 20-day moving average at 10.3 pence. And while we hold above the 20-day line, we're looking for a resistance line projection there from the beginning of last year towards 17 or 18 pence, perhaps even as soon as the end of next month. Another relatively new name in the near term is Ixico, where we've had a classic gap through the top of a triangle formation, gap through the 50-day moving average level as well, around 69 pence. And certainly while we hold above the initial July resistance of 74 pence on an end-of-day close basis, one could project the shares as high as the top of the December rising trend channel at £1.25 as soon as the end of October. And hopefully, given the way things are going, even sooner. On to a stock which is also doing rather well at the moment. Similar kind of triangle break there for Lidco. Here we broke out on Thursday, and giving the bears plenty of, the bulls rather, plenty of time to get on board, breaking that line of resistance from March around 7 pence, and really while we're above 7 pence, looking for the top of that March trend channel as high as 12.5 pence over the next few weeks. So looking pretty solid for Lidco. Modern Water, again, a stock which has its fans on Twitter and beyond. Here we've had the triangle breakout earlier in the month, tested it as support around the 2.25 pence here, and then have powered higher. View at this stage is that while we hold above the initial August resistance at 2.7 pence, we're looking for a top of March trend channel target as high as 4.25. Pyros, I've written about and charted and generally enjoyed the way it's behaved over the recent past. The reason for the relative excitement regarding the stock has been the break of that rather troublesome 3.9 pence resistance, which was there for the end of June and late July, early August as well. But above that, we're looking for the bull argument to kick in. 7 pence was or has been the target here for quite a while at the top of that rising trend channel from this time last year. And especially while we hold above the support for the shares on the way down from June at 4.4 pence, 7 pence looks to be the target, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. On to Powerhouse Energy, which seems to be doing rather better on the fundamental front if today's RNS is anything to be believed. We've got a higher low there for the stock around the 2.9 pence level for August versus the end of June at 2.7. At least while we're above 2.9, looking for fresh leg to the upside. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for that July resistance line around 3.5 pence to be broken on an end of day close before targeting up to the top of the rising trend channel from March, up to 5 pence as soon as the end of next month. Just a couple of stocks to go on to go now. The first one is Integument. I was going to say skin, but it's Integument is the name. Previous call here was that while we're above 3 pence, we could go to 5 pence, which is that line of resistance from April. And lo and behold, we hit 5 pence on the nose earlier today. End of day close for the fans of the stock, end of day close above 5 pence could take the shares up to a new leg higher, steeper resistance line projection up to 8 pence, hopefully for the end of next month. The upside argument, or the extreme upside argument, valid really while we hold above 3.8 to 4 pence. So in the meantime, really 5 pence was and is a fair target for the shares. Forgot N4 Pharma, so I'll just include that here at the end here. Here we've got the shares just breaking out of the recent bull flag consolidation. End of day close above that last 12.2 pence intraday high from probably the beginning of last week. Should set the shares on the way to at least hitting that line of resistance there from December up to 13.5 pence. And with a fair wind behind it, we've got a new target here up to 16 pence, which is a line of resistance from back in October. So at the moment, really above 10 pence here on the floor of the flag, the last swing low, 16 pence, the target for N4 Pharma. Another stock which I've just remembered as well, I'm sorry about all this, on a Monday, is UK Oil and Gas. Here you can see that we've broken out of this triangle from basically the end of last month. Triangle there in the 50-day moving average at 0.21 pence. And while we're above that level, that feature on an end-of-day close basis, a retest of the initial August resistance at 0.3 pence is on the cards. Ideally, we don't go back below 0.2 pence now. But UCOG added in there, because I know that one or two people are quite keen on the stock reviving. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.